由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in.
非常多谢你今天转到来收听天路导向。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from Psalm 37.
我们今天呢将要分享的是诗篇第37篇的系列信息的中间部分。
I want to begin by explaining a word to you.
而在今天节目开始的时候，我特别想跟你解释一个字。
The word hindsight is the ability to see things after the event has taken place.
英文字的 hindsight 呢，后知之明啊，这个词呢，是指到在事件发生之后，才能够看到事情的本质。
Hindsight is the opposite of foresight.
后知之明呢，的对立呢，即是反转，就是先见之明。
Foresight is the ability to see things before they happen.
先见之明就好简单啦，就系话你喺件事发生之前就睇到件事嘅本质。
There are very few people who have foresight.
真系呢个世界上面好少人系有先见之明噶。
But just about everybody has hindsight.
但系个个都有后知之明，喺广东话里面就系马后炮。
When we make a mistake in judgment.
当我哋喺判断上面出咗差错嘅时候
，and we see it later in hindsight，
通常呢都喺事后就发现啦。
We would say I shouldn't have rushed into this。
跟住我哋就会话，唉，都系唔应该咁急嘅。
I should have been more careful。
都系应该更加谨慎嘅。
And most importantly，
但系最重要系唔记得讲乜嘢呢
？I should have prayed about the matter。
就系话。唉，我应该晨早就为呢件事祈祷啦。
Have you said things like this before?
唔知你有冇讲过咁样嘅说话呢
？I have，
我就有讲过啦。
There are two ways by which we can deal with things in hindsight。
通常喺事后，我哋会采用两种嘅处事方法噶。
First，
第一个处事方法
，we can keep on beating ourselves and convicting ourselves。
我哋可以不断咁样自责，并且为自己定罪，话自己呢度唔好，嗰度唔好。
Or ridicule others out of guilt and regret，
或者去嘲笑其他人，去解除自己嗰种嘅懊悔啊、罪疚感。
When action is taken and failure results，
而当事情过去而且失败咗嘅时候
，Some people love to tell you I told you so。
有啲人就好中意讲话，我晨早话你听啦，一早警告咗你啦。
But there's a second way to deal with things in hindsight.
但系其实我哋仲有第二种嘅处理方法。
It's a better way.
其实呢个方法系更好噶。
It's a godly way.
呢个方法系敬虔嘅方法。
It is a healthy way in looking at events and past failures.
呢个亦都系让我哋。懂得怎样去看每一件事和看自己以往的方法是一个健康的方法。
And we find this in Psalm 37 beginning at verse 23.
我们可以去从诗篇第37篇看到这个方法，我们是会由旧约圣经的诗篇第37篇第23节开始的。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读出诗篇第37篇第23到40节。义人的脚步被耶和华立定，他的道路耶和华亦都喜爱。他虽然失脚，亦都不至于全身都扑倒，因为耶和华用手去搀扶他。我从前是年幼，现在年老，却未见过义人是被抛弃，亦都未见过他的后裔要去行乞讨饭。他终日去恩待其他人，愿意去借嘢给其他人，他的后裔亦都蒙福。你当离开恶去行善，你就可以永远去安居，因为耶和华喜爱公平，他不会撇弃他的圣民。 他们永远是得着保佑，但是恶人的后裔就必被剪除。义人一定要承受地土，并且永远居住在里面。义人的口是讲论智慧，他们的舌头是讲说公平。上帝的律法在他们的心里面，他的脚总不会滑跌。恶人是窥探义人，想要杀他，但是耶和华必定不会将那些义人抛在恶人手里面，当审判的时候亦都不会定他的罪。你当等候耶和华，遵守他的道，他就会抬举你，让你承受地土。恶人被剪除的时候，你必看见。我见过恶人是大有势力的，好似一棵青翠树在本地的土壤里面去起去生长。有人从那里经过，但是突然间他不见了，我亦都去找他都找不到。你是那个细察完全人，观看正直人，因为和平人是会有好结局的。至于犯法的人，必定一同灭绝，恶人终必剪除。但是义人得救是由于耶和华，他在患难的时候作他们的营寨，耶和华帮助他们，解救他们，他解救他们脱离恶人，将他们救出来，因为他们投靠上帝。
Here's what David is saying.
大卫在这里想讲什么呢？
He is saying, I want you to receive the benefits of my hindsight.
我希望你从我的经验里面是得着益处。
He is saying, let me give you the benefits of my past failures.
我希望你从我过去的失败里面是受益。
He is saying, listen carefully to the benefits of my past worries, anxieties, and fears.
他是说，请你留意我过去忧虑、焦躁、恐惧的经历，在里面得着益处。
He is saying, let me give you the benefits of a long, blessed life.
他是说，我想让你得益，让你享受长久又蒙福的生活。
Let me summarize what David is saying in three ways.
让我在这里总结一下大卫所要讲的三个方法。
First,
第一个方法。
David is saying that in hindsight, God never forsakes his own.
大卫话俾我哋听，如果事后咁样睇，上帝系从来都冇离弃过佢嘅儿女。
Verses 23 to 26 of Psalm 37.
喺诗篇第三十七篇第二十三到二十六节。
Secondly,
第二样嘢。
He is saying that in hindsight, God always blesses his own.
大卫话俾我哋听，事后咁样睇下，原来上帝一直喺度赐福俾佢嘅儿女。
Verses 27 to 34
系记载喺第二十七到三十四节噶。
Thirdly,
第三样
，He is saying in hindsight what honors God the most is trust。
大卫话俾我哋听，事后咁样睇，原来信靠系最荣耀上帝噶。
Verses 38 to 40
系喺第三十八节到四十节。
Let's look at the first point.
让我们一起来看一下第一点。
God never forsakes his own.
上帝原来从来都没有离弃过他的儿女。
An earthly father's child is his.
在世界上面，其实个仔女永远都是属于他爸爸的。
No matter what the child does.
无论个仔女做了什么都好。
This is because he has the family blood.
这个是因为他拥有家族的血脉。
He has the family name.
他继承着家族的姓氏。
He may disgrace the family name.
他可能会羞辱了整个家的名誉。
But nothing will change the relationship.
但是他们不可能改变这种的血缘关系。
He still is a son or a daughter.
他仍然是仔，亦都仍然是女。
It is the same way with all the brothers and the sisters of Jesus.
所以所有属于耶稣的弟兄姊妹都是一模一样的。
We have the heavenly blood.
我们是拥有了属天的血缘关系。
We have the heavenly name.
我们是拥有属天的名分。
We have the heavenly gene.
我们是拥有属天的基因。
And God will never throw us out even if we disgrace him.
就算我们羞辱了上帝的名字，但是上帝仍然不会抛弃我们。
Our heavenly father may chastise us.
我们的天父或者会责罚我们。
He will discipline us.
他或者会管教我们。
He will rebuke us.
他或者会斥责我们。
He will convict us.
他会让我们知罪。
But he never rejects us.
但是上帝永远都不会离开拒绝我们的归信。
David said that the steps of the godly are ordered by the Lord.
大卫说义人的脚步是被耶和华所立定的。
Though they may fall, they will not be utterly cast out.
他们虽然失脚，亦都不会全身扑倒。
Why is this true?
为什么是真的呢？
It has nothing to do with you and it has nothing to do with me.
其实个重点不是关于你，不是关于我的。
It is because of the grace of God.
全部都是因为上帝的恩典。
It is because the Lord upholds you with his own hand.
是因为耶和华的手在搀扶你。
How does this work in the Christian life?
那究竟这一点怎样在基督徒的生活里面落实呢？
A new Christian is always filled with the joy of the Lord.
其实一个新的基督徒总是会充满着上帝的喜乐。
The new Christian have such love for the Lord.
一个新的基督徒总是充满着对上帝的爱。
They never want to do anything to offend the Lord.
他们从来都没想过做什么会冒犯上帝的。
They never want to do anything to cause harm to the name of the Lord.
他们也没想过要羞辱上主的名字的。
The new Christian then immediately gets into reading the Word of God.
新的基督徒会即刻赶住去读上帝的话语。
Their eyes are always upon the Lord.
他们总是定睛在上主的身上。
Before they make a decision, they seek the mind of the Lord.
他们在做决定之前，他们会寻求上主的旨意。
Then they grow into spiritual adolescence.
跟住他们就会进入一个属灵的青春期了。
Do you know that we grow spiritually in the same way we grow physically?
不知道大家知不知道我们属灵的成长和身体的成长都很像的。
When we are babes in the Lord, we are in our Father's arm all the time.
在主里面当我们还是 BB 仔的时候我们总是会躲在天父的怀抱里面。
We don't want to depart.
我们不想离开。
And then we start reading the Bible.
于是我们就会读圣经。
And after we read the Bible, we think we know everything.
我们读了圣经之后就以为自己什么都知道。
Like teenagers, they think they know everything.
就好像青少年一样他们以为自己知道天下所有的事。
Spiritual teenagers are the same way.
其实属灵的青少年也都是一样。
When they face major decisions in their lives, they go to the Lord.
他们当面临重大的生活的决定的时候，就会去到上主的面前。
But then, unlike when they were babes in Christ,
但是不似当年，他们仍然好像在基督里面的 BB 仔一样。
Now they think they know what to do.
现在他们就以为自己都知道自己想怎么了。
And often the Lord does not respond immediately to their requests.
通常主就不会立刻回应他们的请求。
He might want them to learn to wait.
主想他们学会等候。
He might want them to learn patience.
主想他们学会去忍耐。
He might want them to learn just to trust him.
主想他们学会怎样去单单地信靠上帝。
Whatever his purposes are, God sometimes waits.
无论上帝的目的是什么，有时上帝不会立刻做事的。
He does not respond to you immediately.
他不会立刻就去回应你。
And then you get impatient.
跟着你就慢慢失去了耐性。
And meanwhile, other things are being offered to you.
在与此同时，其他机会又出现了。
And you do not know which one to choose.
于是你就唔知拣呢样好啊，定拣嗰样好呢
？And then you fall，
跟住你就跌倒啦。
And what happens when you're down？
咁究竟当你跌倒嘅时候，你会点呢
？Lots of things go through your mind，
好多嘢喺个脑度谂嚟谂去。
You're angry with God，
你好嬲上帝。
You are embarrassed with God，
你以上帝为耻。
You say， had you answered me, Lord， I wouldn't be here。
你话上帝啊，如果你回应咗我，我就唔使咁啦。
Then you find yourself to be discouraged。
跟住你就发现自己陷入沮丧里面。
But you know what the devil does when you're down？
你知唔知当你跌倒嘅时候，魔鬼喺度做啲乜嘢呢
？He will say to you，
佢会话俾你听。
Since you're down， you might as well stay down。
既然你已经跌倒，你就摊喺嗰度，唔好谂住起身啦。
Stay where you are，
留喺嗰度啦。
You will never have the same relationship with the Lord again。
你永远冇办法再同上帝恢复翻嗰种关系噶啦。
You will never be an example and a role model again。
你永远再唔能够成为人所效法嘅榜样啦。
Meanwhile, what's the Lord doing？
喺与此同时，我哋嘅上帝喺度做紧啲乜嘢呢
？He's down there with you。
原来上帝喺你嘅身边啊。
He is saying to you，
佢喺度同你讲紧
，I love you。
我爱你
，You are mine，
你系我嘅儿女
，I sealed you by my Holy Spirit，
我用圣灵喺你身上面做咗印记
，I will never reject you，
我永远都唔会拒绝你
，I will never forsake you，
我永远都唔会离弃你
，You belong to me，
你系属于我噶
，Rise up and confess your sin，
起身啦，忏悔你嘅罪啦
，Turn to me and I'll forgive you。
向我回转啦，我系会宽恕你噶。
David said that the steps of the godly man are ordered by the Lord.
大卫话义人嘅脚步系被耶和华所立定噶。
Though they fall, they will not be utterly cast out.
佢哋虽然失脚，亦都唔会至于全身仆倒。
The reason you will not be cast out when you fall，
当你去跌倒嘅时候，你唔至于全身仆喺度。
It's not because of your wealth.
唔系因为你有钱。
It's not because of your importance in society.
唔系因为你社会嘅地位好显赫。
The reason God does not cast you out，
上帝之所以冇让你全身仆倒喺度，
is because of His name and His glory and His grace。
都系因为佢嘅名字、佢嘅荣耀同埋佢嘅恩典。
Because He promised to uphold you with His own hand。
因为上帝已经应允咗要用手去搀扶你。
In hindsight, David tells us，
大卫话俾我哋听，因为我哋后知之明啊。
I have been through a lot in life。
我哋喺生活里面已经经历咗好多嘢。
He went to Achish。
佢曾经逃跑到亚吉嗰度。
He pretended to be with the enemies。
佢假装归顺敌人。
He pretended to be a madman.
佢假装系一个癫嘅人。
Sometimes David probably felt that the Lord was going to say, "I've had enough of you, David."
有啲时候，大卫可能感觉到上帝要同佢讲话，大卫，我忍你唔住啦。
But instead, David says that is not true.
但系大卫却话嗰个假嘅唔系真噶。
David said,
大卫点样讲呢？
I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread.
佢话我未见过义人被抛弃，亦都未见过义人嘅后裔要去做乞衣，要讨饭吃啊。
God is not only faithful to the righteous.
上帝唔单止对义人信守诺言。
But he is also faithful to the children of the righteous.
他亦都对义人的后裔去信守诺言。
I have a word for all the Christians who are listening to me.
今日如果你是收听我们节目，你又是基督徒的话，我有些事想跟你讲。
You will never know what it is to live by faith.
我相信你永远都不会明白什么是靠信心而活。
Until you risk something that is so important to you on God.
除非你肯为上帝舍弃那些你看重的事。
I want to repeat this.
我想重复一次。
You will not know how to walk in faith until you risk something that is so important to you for God.
你没办法什么才是凭信心而行，除非你肯为上帝舍弃那些你看重的事。
Giving God your crumbs will never teach you the walk of faith.
将你食剩的面包屑去献给上帝，不会让你明白什么叫做凭信心而行。
I hear people talk about the tough economic conditions.
我听过人讲论自己的经济状况是多么差。
And they say, we can't afford to give anything to God.
他们说我再拎不到什么献给上帝了。
But that's a terrible mistake.
这个是很严重的错误。
When you are faithful with God,
只要你对上帝忠诚的话，
God will provide for you supernaturally.
上帝就会用超自然的能力来供应你。
If you think that God is going to bless you based on the economy,
如果你认为上帝只会在经济上面赐福给你，
you do not know him very well.
那你对上帝的理解还不是很深啫。
Jesus did not say you cannot serve two masters, God and sin.
耶稣并没有讲过你不能够侍奉两个主，又侍奉上帝，又侍奉罪。
But Jesus, who created us,
但是创造我们的耶稣，
knew that Mammon is a God that can and has a hold over us.
他知道马门亦都是金钱是对我们有控制力的偶像，所以他跟我们说你不能够侍奉两个主，又侍奉上帝又侍奉马门，就是侍奉金钱。
The greatest spiritual giant among us
在我们当中最伟大的属灵伟人
will have a hard time getting from out of Mammon's clutches
亦都需要花很多时间才能够逃出马门的魔爪。
That is why Jesus said,
所以耶稣怎样说呢？
You cannot serve me while your heart is in the clutches of Mammon.
当你的心仍然在马门的魔爪之下，你就不能够侍奉我。
In hindsight, God never forsakes his own.
事后看来，上帝从来未离弃过他的儿女。
Please tune in next time so that I can tell you about the next two points.
请你下次继续收听天路导向，我会继续同你讲另外两点的。
Namely that God always blesses his own.
就是上帝会永远赐福给他的儿女。
And God is honored when he is trusted.
以及上帝会因着你的信靠而得着荣耀的。各位听众朋友，在这里送上一首歌给你，希望你在生命里面亦都懂得紧跟上帝所命定的脚步，信奉上帝，侍奉上帝，不要被马门所引诱。
My steps in your word, dear.
送上一首歌俾你，就系、我喺佛罗里达州，美国嘅佛罗里达州唱出嘅一首歌，叫做《Order My Steps》，就系讲到话我哋系要脚步被耶和华所立定。希望呢句嘅说话，义人嘅脚步被耶和华所立定，是记住在你心里面，并且在你的生活里面时常应用出来。在这里愿主赐福给你，下次再见。